The Democratic National Committee sponsors the following program on behalf of the Democratic candidates in the 1952 campaign. It's up to you.
Hello, this is India Edwards. I'm ringing your doorbell again today to remind you to register so that you can vote on November 4th. Who's going to win the election? It's up to you.
This is another in a series of transcribed discussions with the women of America. During this program, we will hear from India Edwards, Vice Chairman and Women's Director of the Democratic National Committee. We will also hear from...
Who?
Me?
Yes, both of you.
I'm not two.
I'm only one.
My name is Schizo.
Frenia.
My motto is yes.
And then again, no. I'm a...
Republican.
Yes, later on, Schizo will show us the way the Republicans are taking both sides of another important national issue. And now, let's listen to some music. That was Wish You Were Here. Yes, Wish You Were Here. So you could see how well we're getting along. Everybody who wants to work has got a job. Making good money, too. Buying more and more things. Homes and cars and refrigerators. And having more free time to use them in. Really enjoying life. And if a rainy day comes along, not too much to worry about. Not with unemployment insurance and Social Security and insurance of bank deposits and mortgage guarantees. No, siree, not too much to worry about with 20 years of Democratic administrations helping every person in this great country of ours, helping workers and farmers and small businessmen and everybody else. Yes, wish you were here with me registering so that you can vote on Election Day for the Democratic ticket.
This is India Edwards. I want to tell you now about an interesting experience I had a few days ago. I was driving through the rich farmlands of one of our Middle Western states. Mr. Charles F. Brannon, Secretary of Agriculture, was with me. We were on our way to an important meeting, and suddenly we realized we had lost our way. And to make matters worse, there wasn't a soul in sight of whom we could ask directions. At last, we spied a farmhouse set back from the road, so we turned in. As Mr. Brannon stepped out of the car, a pleasant-looking young woman got up from a rocker on the porch and smiled at us.
You're looking for the Benson farm? Because that's where you are. I'm Martha Benson.
Good afternoon, Ms. Benson. We seem to have lost our way. Can you possibly set us right?
Oh, my father can probably help you. Pop! Some lost folks are out here, and they're looking for the way.
What's the big idea leaving them standing in the hot sun? Where's your hospitality, daughter?
Oh, you're right, Pop. Excuse me, folks. Please come up on the porch, won't you? It's nice and cool here, and I got a pitcher of lemonade handy.
Well, we don't want to trouble you.
Oh, no trouble at all. Please, make yourselves comfortable.
This is Mrs. Edwards, and I'm Charles Brannon.
Pleased to know you.
You two from around these parts? You look kind of familiar to me.
Oh, don't pay Pop any mind. He's always saying people look familiar to him. Why don't you try these chairs?
Don't you do it, folks. They ain't comfortable. Too new. Ain't been broke in yet.
Oh, Pop.
As a matter of fact, everything here seems to be new. Did you just move in very recently?
Oh, land sakes, no. We've been here going on 18 years. But we just built on that addition over there, so we gave the whole house a fresh coat of paint.
This appears to be quite a good-sized farm.
Well, it's pretty big now. But when George first bought it, it was less than one-third the size.
Then farming's paid off well for you and your husband.
Oh, yes, been working out fine. A lot better than I ever expected. You know something funny? When George and I were first married, I tried every way I could to talk him out of being a farmer.
Why was that?
Because she was a farmer's daughter, that's why. Because she's seen me and thousands of other farmers like me go broke back in the 20s.
Oh, now, Pop, don't get riled up.
Well, why shouldn't I get riled up? Your ma and me worked just as hard as you and George. A lot harder. We didn't have all the conveniences you and George has got.
Folks, you mustn't mind, Pop. It was pretty hard on him and Ma and us kids when he lost the farm in 1932.
Well, a good many farmers in the country went bankrupt that year. Farm families burned corn for fuel. It was cheaper than buying coal. Wheat was 30 cents, and corn was 15 cents. And cotton was 5 cents, and hogs 3. And beef 2.5 cents. It cost more to get cattle and hogs to market than farmers could sell them for.
Oh, so you know a little something about farming yourself.
He ought to. Mr. Brannan is
our... You want to know why us farmers were in such a fix? Because for 12 years before that, them Republicans in Washington didn't do a darn thing to help us. When things got real bad, the Republican attitude was, the farmer ought to help himself. That's like a doctor telling a patient that's sick in bed to help himself.
Now, Pop, don't get your dander up. That's all past and over with.
Over with? What do you think will happen if the Republicans get back in control of the government, huh?
Pop, maybe these folks are Republicans. You hadn't ought to say such things.
Oh, it's all right, Miss Benson. I like to hear your father's point of view. And I'd like to hear yours about what it's like being a farmer's wife nowadays.
Well, it's certainly a lot better life than it was in my mother's time. One of the reasons I tried to stop George from being a farmer was because I remember how hard my mother had to work. Now, I'm not lazy. I love raising a family and running a house, but it didn't seem right for anybody to have to work as hard as my mom and Pop did and have so little to show for it.
It was the Republicans, like I said before. They didn't do a thing to help us farmers. First, we lost the farms, had to work them as tenants and croppers. Then, with prices getting lower and lower, just like Mr. Brannan here said, we couldn't even clear enough money to keep ourselves alive, let alone run the farm.
Pop, that's all in the past. The important thing is how good we're doing now. George worked hard, very hard. In the beginning, we did everything ourselves, the two of us. But each year, things got better.
Because the Democrats got elected, and the Democrats helped you keep going. Our government sent men out who knew farming to help us make the soil fertile again.
I guess you're referring to the Soil Conservation Service and the Agricultural Conservation Program.
Yes, sir. That's what I mean.
I imagine those same men told Mr. Benson how to go about reseeding and terracing his land.
That's right. They even told us to plant all those trees over yonder. And George still gets advice in the mail every week from the Agricultural Department, informing him about new and better ways to improve the land and get better crops.
But the biggest thing the Democrats did for George and other farmers was making it possible for him to get electricity at low rates.
Did you have electric power on your farm, sir?
I did not. Mighty few farmers did. We tried like heck to get it, but with the Republicans finagling around and selling us out to the big private utilities, well, we didn't stand a chance. Yep, under the Republicans, a farmer was out of luck and out of electricity.
Sounds like the Republicans didn't care much about farmers.
It's all in the record, Ms. Benson. The Republican Party has always fought against a fair public power program. Even after the Democratic Party succeeded in opening up the TVA and the Bonneville Power Administration and the other great federal power projects, Republicans have hampered the program every step of the way. They've opposed appropriations. They fought tooth and nail to put power from the government dams into the hands of the monopolies instead of the people's nonprofit systems where it belongs.
You know, Mr. Brannan, you talk like a man who knows a little something about this here subject.
Well, as I started to say before, Mr. Brannan is our...
I can remember the day President Roosevelt set up the REA. Oh, that stands for
Rural Electrification Administration.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I went running to George with the newspaper. This is it, I told him. This is it.
Electric power must have made a big difference in your housekeeping, Mrs. Benson.
I'd just like you to see my kitchen, Mr. Brannan. Oh, excuse me, the phone.
So you have telephone service, too.
Yep, got a phone last year.
Hello? Oh, yes, Miss Downey. Oh, now isn't that fine?
You know, it's the Democrats that made all this possible for us farmers. And when election comes round, farmers are going to remember what the Democrats did.
And you'll bring the kids, too? Oh, that's fine. We'll be there. Thanks for the invitation. Bye.
I imagine your son-in-law has been able to increase his crop production more than 40% in the last 25 years with less and less manpower.
You're darn right he has.
That means more income for him, more food for the country, and more people free to take jobs in industry and in business.
Excuse me, folks. That was one of my neighbors on the phone calling to say they just got their television set put in and inviting us all over to watch it tonight.
Well, Ms. Edwards and I had better be on our way.
Oh, I didn't mean for you to leave.
I'm afraid we'll have to.
Oh, Pop, it looks like you're chasing these nice people away with all your ranting and raving about politics.
On the contrary, Ms. Benson, we're deeply interested in what your father and you have to say.
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Brannon, I don't know much about politics, but I do know George is a farmer. And naturally, we vote for the candidates in the party that's done what's right for the farming people. And what's good for us makes it good for the rest of the country. Good even for the rest of the world.
Darn tootin' it does.
All the trouble I've ever known came to us when the Republicans were in office. All the good things that happened to us happened when the Democrats took over. So naturally, we're going to vote Democratic. It's the only sensible thing to do.
Now you're talking.
Ms. Benson, Ms. Edwards and I both agree with you and with your father.
Well, most of the thinking people in the country do.
It's been very pleasant visiting with you, but Mrs. Edwards and I are due at a meeting.
Oh, could it be a political meeting?
Well, since Mrs. Edwards here is woman's director of the Democratic National Committee...
Mrs. What? India Edwards? Well, no wonder I thought I'd seen you before. Do you hear that, daughter? Now, this time I was right when I said they look familiar.
And since Mr. Brannon here is our Secretary of Agriculture...
What? Well, of course. That's who he is.
Oh, Pop, and you were telling him what the Democrats did for the farmers and what REA means.
That's all right, Ms. Benson. It's always good to hear it said by a farmer. Someone like your father, who knows it from first-hand experience and who speaks from the heart.
Well, Mr. Secretary, I'm sure speaking from the heart when I say without the Democrats in office, we'd never have gotten out of our troubles back in 1932. With them in office, we've come a long way. And when we put them back in office this November, well, I'll tell you, we're going to travel still further up the road to peace and plenty, you bet, in a decent world. Right, daughter?
I'll say you're right, Pop. I'll say.
Now we come to our favorite Republican, split right down the middle, Schizo and Frenia.
Hello. What can I do for you?
We're waiting for one of your Republican quotes that says two opposite things at the same time.
That's easy.
Here's one on farming.
Price supports.
Price supports? You mean the Democratic program of helping the farmer earn a fair income, which provides markets for businessmen and workers, so that the whole country benefits.
That's right.
Here's General Eisenhower.
Quote.
Without any ifs or buts, I say to you that I stand behind, and the Republican Party stands behind, the price support laws now on the books.
Unquote.
But Frenia says...
Last June, more than half the Republican members of the House of Representatives voted against the law extending price supports at 90% of parity through 1954.
I see. The general now says he supports the Democratic Farm Price Support Program, but Republicans in Congress have voted exactly the opposite.
Not only that...
But the Republican platform is... Awful vague and fuzzy about it, too.
Not the Democratic platform. It speaks clearly and specifically on this issue, as on all others.
The preceding program was sponsored by the Democratic National Committee. This program came from New York. This is ABC Radio Network.